Leslie, can you come up here a second? I'm going to demonstrate what you can do. Touch is the loudest thing in our environment. It grounds us. It has us come here. So if you've ever been to a really great masseuse, who once they put their hands on you, they never let go. They never, like if they're getting lotion, they got one hand on your back and they're getting, they never ever let go. That's how you want to be with a woman. Once you get a hold of her, don't let go. If you're making love to her, never not be touching her. That's how you keep her focused there, or the closest thing she has to it. That's how you keep her attention. Never not be touching her. And if you want to, see, one of the things that happens to a woman is we get tired, right? But we're not like a man. When you're tired, you fall asleep. Wherever you are. As a woman, we're tired, but our environment is still talking and saying how we used to, this needs to be done, and 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 this needs to be done. In order to go to sleep, what most women need is what we call zone out time. And zone out time is doing something that so engages us that we actually tune out the rest of the world. We tune out all the voices. For most of us, it has something to do with a movie or a book. It's where we go into somebody else's world, and our world just fades away, and we just zone out. If we try to go from multitasking frenzy to going to sleep, we're just lying in bed, and all the stuff is still talking to us, still channeling us, I need to be done, but you didn't do me, and you didn't mean to, and when are you going to do me, and you have to take the kids, you can't meet them tomorrow, right? Raise your hand, ladies, if you can, yeah. So we need a chance to zone out, and then we can be peaceful. So one of the biggest complaints in couples is you'll want to make love, and she never comes to bed. And then by the time she does come to bed, she's exhausted. I mean, one of the worst nightmares in a woman's life is crawling into bed and you're awake. Because there's only one reason you're still awake. And it's not that we don't want to make love with you. It's not that we wouldn't have loved to make love with you. You just should have invited me a couple of hours ago when I still had something left, because all the multitasking took it out of me. So, I mean, one of the biggest things that could happen for couples' love lives is you got to invite her to bed. You got to become the loudest thing in the environment. And you'll think, oh, she's too busy, she's not interested. You're always a better offer. always a better offer. So you gotta go to her, you gotta, honey, I'd really like to make love to you now.
Oh.
Come with me. Would you like to brush your teeth?
Yes.
Okay. Don't let go. Anything else you'd like to do first?
No.
Could I run a shower for you? Anything? Would that help you feel fresh and lovely?
No.
You're ready now?
Yes.
Okay.